highs of 15 to 18 degrees. Today, FM News, I'll have more at 3.
Goat sounds like Will Ferrell in distress.
That's very specific.
Goat?
Yeah.
A goat. Now, you know I love goats. I've got a goat thing. I nearly adopted a goat once.
Did you?
When I went to an animal sanctuary, there's a little baby goat there. And they're just adorable. They're great crack. I understand. I was led to believe on my suggestion that I adopt the goat that they said, like, no, goats are not that easy to live
with.
Hard
work.
Much like raccoons. I think I'd like a raccoon. They seem like great crack. Do you ever watch any raccoon videos on the internet?
A few, yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I think I'd love a raccoon.
I'm more a red panda man myself.
Well, they're just pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just slightly different colouring. But again, they say raccoons are a nightmare to live with. As well, like, you get a couple of videos where you're like, ah, oh, that looks, that seems like fun, but you don't want to live with one.
Right.
We'd probably put an otter in a similar category. Or what's that long thing? The long sort of...
Stoat, a ferret.
Yeah, ferret.
Ferret, yeah,
yeah,
but they disappear up your trouser legs.
So, well, you know, every pet has its advantages. So, this is a goat sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. Are
okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. Now, it is actually a goat. It isn't Will Ferrell. It's a video of a goat. I don't know. Again, I don't know who it was that sent me this on my Insta. If there's ever anything that you find that would sound good on the radio at 2 o'clock, just out of the 2 o'clock news, send it to me on my Insta, Ray Foley Insta.
The weird and wonderful. Let's go again.
Goat sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. It's a goat. Green, green grass, blue, blue skies. You better throw a party on the day that I die. George Ezra. This is the FM, that's Green, Green Grass. We've heard the music you love. Hey, Ireland, how are you? Ray Foley on for Thursday. Here we go. Great thing about Thursday is that it's nearly Friday. I'm really, there's no more I can say. Although I'm double jobbing tomorrow. I'm going to be on Ireland AM tomorrow morning.
No.
Yeah. And then I've got this, then the afternoon, and then I've got Ireland AM on Saturday. But I got in touch with Ireland AM and I said, I'm not doing the Sunday. I can't. I need a day off. I can't do it.
They would have had you doing 14 days work in a row in that instance.
No, more, because it would have been 14 days and then another 5 days next week on the radio again.
No.
But, and it's not like, it's not real work. Like, everyone knows it's not real work, but
I just get very tired.
The gang's all here. How you doing? My birthday yesterday. Went for a beer after work and then went for dinner with the family. It was a wonderful, joyous, a lovely day. Except for the family bit. Will's over there. Will.
On Shaw Foley.
No, love.
How's the head today? I got a few little drinkies there last night for the birthday, did ya?
Did you see me? Because we went to the pub after here. Actually, when we were going to walk into the pub yesterday in Dublin City Centre, a Garda, like, patrol, like a four-wheel drive type thing.
Fancy Audi it was, yeah.
Yeah, was cruising past. Cruising past the pub, lads. And the guard rolls down his window. I'm walking into the bar, like, at this stage. What, was it 5:15 yesterday evening?
About that, yeah.
And the guard, cruising past, rolls down the window and he says, "Hey, Ray, happy birthday!"
Naturally, you are immediately nervous. What have I done?
Straight away.
Oh my God, have I lied about my age?
Flop sweat.
Yeah.
Like going through the customs in the airport. With a half ton of cigarettes. So thanks to the guard for the happy birthday. Then in for a drinky-poos into the bar. We were sitting on bar stools and a man approached me from behind. Did you know what he did to me?
No, because I was talking to the other person we were drinking with and then I noticed you were a bit addled afterwards.
I was not impressed with this gentleman's approach. Now, I say it all the time. I love people coming up. I love, like I say, amazing. This is an amazing, amazing privileged position to be in of, like, complete strangers approaching you and saying they like what you do. I mean, my God. Except this fella yesterday.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He came up. I was sitting on the bar stool, right? And he comes up behind me.
Unannounced.
Yeah. Creeps up behind me like a ninja approaching me from the rear. Now, you know,
when you are most vulnerable from the rear.
I'm at my most vulnerable. I'm prone to attack.
He can snap if you come up at him from behind. And he does this, sticking his fingers into my...
Oh, he did the rib thing.
Yeah, into my ribs, yeah. No,
he buzzed you.
He just a little...
Yeah, no thanks.
And I thought, well, this is someone I know. This is a pal of mine. This is someone I work with. This is someone... Because we're only across... We were only next to work, so... Oh, this is someone from work saying happy birthday or whatever. I was like, oh, Jesus. So I had the initial... I'm angry at that. And then I thought, well, I know the person. So I turn around and it's a complete stranger smiling at me. How are you, Ray?
I tell you, he wouldn't have done that to Elaine Crowley, would he?
And I said to him, do I know you?
Oh, dear.
Only because he buzzed me. Yeah. I mean, if he tapped me on the shoulder or whatever, it would have been fine.
That, in 2023, that's inappropriate. 2022 yeah. even, it's inappropriate.
So I said to him, so he's from Galway and he's up in Dublin for the day yesterday. Himself and his two pals... And one of the pals, they're all going from Galway to the ploughing today. And I said, I'll give you a shout out on the radio. What are your names? And he told me his three names. And I instantly forgot about them.
Of course you did.
Because he buzzed me. And that's just rude. Sorry, Will, I interrupted. Finish your sentence there. What were you saying?
Hope you're not too sick out today, all right?
No, I'm not sick, no. Because then I went from that pub onto another pub. But I was a very good boy. Like, it was my birthday. And I was meeting my kids for dinner. So we went for dinner, and what did they do? For the first time in my life.
Did they sing you happy birthday in public?
They got the cake.
Oh, wow.
For the dessert. They went. They organised the cake, had it ready to go, and this has never happened to me. Being in a restaurant, it's actually quite mortifying.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's horrific.
It's even better when it's not your birthday and somebody does it to you just to prank you.
I thought I'd be grand with it.
No.
But I really was. Like, I kind of knew it was going to happen because the kids were there. And it was mostly for their benefit because they were having a great, like, they loved it. So I was like, I have a feeling they're going to do the cake thing. And I thought, it'll be fine. And then they did it and I was horrified.
Just shrinking down into your seat.
I was sitting there. And then there's a table next to us. A group of people, like in their, I'm going to say 30s. And one of them had a birthday sing-song just about 10 minutes before ours.
Oh, so it looked like you were copying them. So,
well, there's a bit of that, but there's also like when they came out with the cake for the happy birthday for this guy.
Oh, right.
I was like, it's not. So then 10 minutes later, they do my cake. And when they did my name, so happy birthday to Ray, they laughed.
What's wrong with that?
I got very self-conscious about them laughing at my name. Why would they be laughing at my name, Ray? I have a list. They videoed this, right? So you can hear the bit where they go, happy birthday to Ray. And then the whole next table go, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, I beg your pardon. I'm here with my children. Have a listen.
Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Me playing it cool.
Happy birthday to you.
Look at that.
The next
laugh.
Table.
It was a big laugh there.
What's the laugh about my name?
A little bit of nastiness about that laugh, you'd have to say, wouldn't you?
And the birthday to Ray. Sort of chucking bits of cake at them there. Candles still lit. Chucked a good.
Dare you?
Give me the fork. I'm here with my children. It was a lovely evening. Right, we'll do the roll call after Foo Fighters on Today FM.
Oh my God, this is great. This could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things
right. Hook me up a new evolution. Make my way back home when I learn to fly. Make my way back home when I learn to. Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ray Foley for your Thursday. Hello, friends.
Happy birthday, dear Ray. Happy birthday to you.
What are you laughing at?
I mean, did you do something funny at that exact moment?
There was nothing. All I was feeling sheepish. And I wouldn't mind, but I had looked over and they were singing, like, you know the way kind of when someone is having a, getting a birthday cake, happy birthday song in a restaurant. By the way, it was Bar Bites. Just a few Bar Bites.
Just a couple of nibbly foods.
Pub grub, gastro pub. Oh. Yeah, Bar Bites. Just Bar Bites.
Something simple, you know yourself.
We said we'd go out for the bite to eat.
And is it locally sourced? It is good.
We said we'd go local just for a few Bar Bites, you know, for the birthday. Because just to market, you know.
Nothing too fancy.
Yeah.
Great to get out.
So I looked over and they were appropriately doing the singing along with the happy birthday.
Well, that's a good start, actually. That's always a good sign. Nothing worse than singing happy birthday in a restaurant and nobody else joining in.
Yeah. So they had joined in. All the other tables had joined in, including this table of 30-somethings. And then when they said my name, they laughed. Like they were perfectly acceptable joining in patrons of the bar until the point that they went happy birthday to Ray, and then they all went
happy birthday dear Ray, happy birthday.
Seriously, like,
yeah, that's out of badness. Yeah,
and it was specifically at my name, like 0874 100 102. Texts and WhatsApps on show. Let's do a roll call, actually. Ray's here, JP's over there. On show, Ray, getting great use out of my Today FM poncho from Electric Picnic. I might have to continue I might have to listen to you on an Ian Dempsey shower radio if this rain continues. Love the show. Hey. A from Michelle. Absolutely horrific rain in Dublin. I wonder what it's like. Don't imagine it's much better at the ploughing today. I'd say it'd be very mucky conditions.
Soft underfoot, yeah.
Listen to JP calling it an... what do you call an Audi or an...
I probably said Audi.
Audi?
Yeah.
Is it an Audi or an Audi?
I would say Audi.
Listen to JP call it an Audi. When it's an Audi. Cop on to yourself, JP. Know your audience. Or is it your audience from Mags on show? Liz says... Liz Tynan on show... That was definitely Pamela Joyce laughing at Ray's name on the birthday song. Was that Pamela Joyce? She was in the pub next to me incognito.
Happy birthday, dear Ray. Happy birthday. Yeah.
That cackle there. Yeah,
it really cuts through.
I'd know that cackle anywhere.
You'd only hear that cackle in a farmyard or in a Today FM studio.
That's the South Dublin Coven. Yeah. The head witch of the South Dublin Coven. And 0874. I'm over here, Ray. No, over here. Tomás on show. Right, there you are, Tomás. Sorry. Really missed you, loving. And I just moved to the US. Love the show, and I'm still listening. Listening in America.
Wow.
Shout out to all the Americans listening this afternoon. You're now my breakfast show, so congratulations on the promotion from Donal. Finally, we've made it to breakfast. But you know what? I'm not as knackered as I usually am when I'm done breakfast.
Nice.
I still expect to put on all the breakfast pounds, though. DB Boulevard at Today FM. This is not the weather for this song. This is a sunshine song. This is on holidays in Lanzarote song. DB Boulevard, Mooney Point of View. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on JP's here too.
How are you doing?
They laughed. This is on the birthday song in the pub last night. They laughed because they didn't know your name, Ray. They went all quiet at that point because they didn't know your name. Also, it was like, happy birthday to... Happy birthday. And then everyone at the table went silent, and then they realised everyone else was doing the same thing, and then they laughed. Is that the case? In which case, I'm being very hard on these poor, unfortunate 30-somethings for just being cruel.
Happy birthday.
I thought they were laughing at my name.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that could actually be it. Yeah. It's a perfectly reasonable explanation. Ray, can be sure that the table recognised you and they were debating the fact if it was you or not. I do get a bit of that as well. It's like, that looks like your man, but he's definitely, like, he looks like your man if your man ate your man.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Rick. Come on.
When they heard your name, someone won a bet for sure. There could be a bit of that, actually.
Yeah.
It could be like, is that Ray Foley? That's not Ray Foley, yeah, Jesus.
Surely not.
It couldn't be Ray Foley. You know, he looks better than that. Any chance it was, do you think we should interject and tell him to stop eating the cake? That young child, I think, is that his child? That young child is crying at the way he's eating the cake. He's eating a cake hard. Any chance, when he can't muster up the breath to blow out the candles.
He's suffocating on that cake.
He didn't even try to blow them out. He just started eating the cake. Any chance it was an I told you so laugh? Maybe they've been debating whether it was you or not from Debbie. Fair enough, Debbie. I didn't even consider that. And it's because your name's a one syllable and they had to stretch it out. Oh, Ray A.
Ray A.
Yeah, that is, that could be funny as well. Happy birthday to Ray A. Hence the nervous laughter from Roisin. Thank you for your correspondence on this. I'll try and be more understanding to poor unfortunate people in the pub. This is, what have I got? This is the Sister Act, the musical in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. It's on now until the 1st of October. And Dolores is coming in the next few minutes. Wow. Dolores from Sister Act. Which is just an excuse for us to play any of these songs from Sister. It's the original Sister Act, by the way, not two. Oh, there's My God as well. Do you remember this? Come on, sisters.
Hail, girls. Hail, Mary. What's up? Well, Jerusalem's become a real drag. Everybody hates me.
I'm gonna skim on, sorry.
He's my ideal, as a matter of fact.
No muscle bound man could take my hand from my God. My God. No handsome face could ever take the place of my God.
Comes to being happy.
We are.
He's not a man today.
Whoopi wasn't amazing at singing.
Good actress.
Hilarious. I will follow him. Let me skip on.
I love him.
And where he goes, I'll follow. Lads, this is brilliant.
I follow him wherever he may go.
Again, Whoopi, not the strongest voice.
There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high you can keep me away.
I'm so excited about this. One of the stars of Sister Act the Musical joining us on air in just a couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
Oh, tunes, lads.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group, now open at the N17 Plaza in Tune.
And I'll play Florence and the Machine next. Sandra, we're going on now. We're on the radio now. Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. This is Today FM. You're on now.
What, now?
Go on, sing for us.
Sing
go
what?
On, sing.
I don't sing.
Sing a little. You can't be in a musical and not sing.
If you don't sing, he's going to sing. And nobody wants him to sing. We want you to sing.
They said, we're not going to ask you to sing. And that's the first thing that they say. They were so lovely. They were like, no, we don't want you to sing. Because we know that you sing every night on this show.
Let me do it. I'm going to do my radio bit. Florence and the Machine, Today FM, Dog Days Are Over. We're joined in studio by the star of Sister Act, the legendary star, the beautiful, talented, effervescent, mm-hmm. elastic.
All of those.
Elastic.
Sandra Marvin is in the studio with us. She plays Dolores Van Carter, the lead of the Sister Act musical.
You applauded me.
Of course we're applauding because we're trying to get you to sing. Sandra walked in and said, "I'm not allowed to sing.
I'm not singing
because they're protecting my voice." And you know what? That makes perfect sense because you're on stage every night and you need to mind it because you can't let down paying punters who see you on in the show in the Bord Gáis Energy. How are you? Welcome to Dublin.
I'm loving being here.
Are you really? Because it's terrible weather in Dublin at the moment. It's disgraceful.
I don't think it is. It's really a little bit drizzly. It's fine. And we had such a hot... Did you have a hot summer? It was very hot in London. So we need a little bit of water.
It was pretty warm already. It's good to get
a little bit of watering's all right.
Yeah, a little sprinkle us.
A little sprinkle.
tell us about the show. For me, Sister Act has the movie... has such nostalgia, and it's just like it's a part of all of our lives. It's one of those movies that when it comes on, it's like you're going to, even if you're flicking through the channels, you're like, oh, we got to leave Sister Act.
You're going to stop for it, aren't
you? That's it, you see. Yeah, and the songs, I was playing a couple of the tunes from the movie a couple of minutes ago. I love him. And where it goes, I'll follow. Yep. I'll follow. Yep. Come on, Sandra.
You're trying to get me to join.
Come on, join
in. He's really good, you know. He's really trying.
Is this workplace bullying? I'm not sure. This isn't a notion. No, too deep.
Go on.
I'm out the tide that can keep me away. Come on, Sandra.
That's all you're getting.
We got a little bit. Tell us about, because Dolores is the main character. She's in the movie at least.
Yes.
How different is it from the movie?
Do you know what? It's the same story.
Okay.
Exactly the same story. Dolores is, she wants to be a singer. She's dating this gangster and sees him commit a crime. And she ends up being hidden away in a nunnery for her own protection.
So it's the same gist as the movie.
Exactly,
but is it set... Was the movie set in the 70s as well? Because they said this is set, or it's a lot of 70s tunes. Is that what it is?
It is set in the 70s, so a lot of the costumes... I've got my platforms. I've got some stonking platforms, and some of the boys have got some stonking... The costumes... I mean, one of the songs is in the show is Fabulous Baby. The costumes are fabulous. There's a lot of flares. There's a lot of sparkle and a lot of platforms going on.
Cool.
And some interesting hairdos. Big hair.
A revival of the generation. The song, on the subject of the songs, because we all have our favourites from the soundtrack of the film.
Yeah.
Is there new music, new material in it as well?
Right. It's all new music that's been written by Adam Menken, who's basically written most of
all the biggies.
Yeah, for the Disney movies. There's a Disney movie that you love the songs on, he's probably written it.
Yeah.
So they're all 70s and soul inspired. So if you're a disco fan, for example, you'll hear it and you'll think, oh, yeah, that's a bit of Donna Summer. I mean, Donna Summer gets mentioned so many times in the show anyway. But yeah, that's a bit of Donna Summer. That's a bit of the stylistics. Yeah. And I have to say, everyone loves disco. You can say you don't.
Yeah, well, actually, you can't help it.
And then they'll pop on a song and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's like, yeah, it's disco.
Yeah.
Even modern songs, yeah, that's a disco beat. So it really vamps up the audience. Along with the story, by the time that the nuns find their voice.
Yeah.
And find
that was
their
quite
expression.
A long, even in the movie, it was quite a long process, wasn't it?
Yes.
Before they finally clicked.
Yeah.
And then the show came on, yeah.
Yes, it's the same in this as well.
Yeah.
But when you get to that moment, which is lovely, without giving it away, it's the Act One climax, you can feel the buzz in the air. You can feel, I always find those numbers really, like, so much fun to perform, especially playing Dolores, because you're watching them and you're egging them on and you're trying to vamp them up, and then the final number before the end of Act One, they just explode in this joy in all their different characters, and you can feel the audience are buzzing.
Yeah,
it, you know, I think that's what I was
saying. They've come along, I suppose. They've come along the journey
really
as well.
Do.
So when it clicks, it clicks.
Yes. Yeah.
What's it like being on the road? Because just one element of it is. unfortunately, we're not going to hear you sing in studio with us because you're minding your voice.
I just sang.
You got well, it was very low in the mix. It was very low in the mix, Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, I was ready for that moment. I gave you all I got.
But genuinely, part of the gig is actually minding your voice. And when you're on the road, you need to take care of yourself. You need to mind yourself.
Yeah.
And when you're doing show after show after show like that, we would have recognised you from Emmerdale. You played Jesse Dingle in Emmerdale. We've seen you on it. Very different disciplines, very different styles. What do you prefer, stage, being in front of a live audience performing?
I love live work. I've always enjoyed live work, whether it being live music, but especially theatre.
Mm.
I love every night telling a story and taking an audience on that journey. And I love musical theatre songs as a whole, actually. So, and one thing that you find is when we're touring as a company, you become a family. You become a support system for each other. You take care of each other. So you get very close. So I do enjoy touring.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting as well seeing how the same show, different audiences will respond to different jokes.
Okay, right, yeah, depending on...
Yeah, en masse, the whole audience will laugh at a different joke that maybe in Manchester they didn't laugh at. And it's so interesting to see. So it really keeps you on your toes, you know, to know...
I can promise you the Dublin audience, the Irish audience, we laugh at all the jokes and we sing at all the songs because we're there to have a party.
We've had brilliant audiences so far. We only opened on Tuesday.
Yeah, just a couple of nights ago, yeah.
Yeah, but the audiences have been brilliant, really great, up on their feet at the end, all jumped up.
When we're out, we're out.
Yes.
That's just the way it is, Sandra. Leslie Joseph from Birds of a Feather's in this as well. Is she Mother Superior in it?
Yes, she is.
God, I was wondering who she was playing in it.
She's amazing.
Yeah, it was Maggie Smith that played Mother Superior in the movie. Yeah, so it gives you an idea.
She's very funny in this.
She's a funny lady, most things we've seen her in. And you're, of course, Dolores.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to go and see you sing then.
Oh, you will.
We'll have to buy tickets.
She wants her money, basically. She just wants to pay for tickets.
Pay the tickets and see me sing. Performing until the 1st of October.
Yes.
It's Sister Act the Musical in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Sandra Marvin, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
We love her, we love her, we love her. And where she goes, we'll follow, we'll follow, we'll follow. Down to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, Mrs.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect
pick. Robin Williams, rock DJ. This is CFM playing the music. Hugh Lovani, good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you doing?
Colm's here to talk films and telly and everything that's on your screens, streaming and on the silver screen. Can you hear me there?
I can.
Oh, there it is. He had a look that kind of suggested, like, I see his mouth moving, but I've no idea what it is he's saying.
No,
it's English. I think it's still English I'm talking. You're from Cork, aren't you?
I'm from Cork. Yeah. But I wanted to wish a happy belated birthday today to Liam Gallagher, who turned 50 yesterday.
I was saying yesterday, Bill Murray is on my, he's my shared birthday.
Yeah.
And one of the Gallaghers, but I didn't know which one. Which one it was? Liam.
You got Liam. And Liam's a fan of the show, so he's probably listening.
He's absolutely. Shout out to Liam this afternoon. I have to do a few text messages, and then we've got to do what's on telly and in the cinemas. 0874 100102. Actually, Colm, have you seen Sister Act? I presume you've seen
this. Oh, yeah, legendary.
The two of them?
Have I seen? Yeah, the second one is superior.
That's what the texts are saying as well. And I got to tell you,
I preferred
the first one. Well, the first was definitely my Sister Act of choice. Foley, the second film. We had the star of Sister Act, the musical, in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's on until the 1st of October. Sandra Marvin, she plays Dolores, the lead character Dolores, the Whoopi Goldberg role in the on-stage version in the Bord Gáis.
That was the discovery of Lauryn Hill, wasn't it?
That's the second one.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill was in the second film. Yeah. Foley, the second film is so much better. You can't talk about Sister Act without Oh Happy Days from Owen. Owen, I'm going to be controversial here. I much preferred the first one. Everyone loves the second one with Lauryn Hill in it. And there was a bunch of kids. The kids from, what would you do if your son was at home?
City High.
How did you know that like that?
Because it's a classic song.
How did you do that?
Cautionary tale.
Those kids were in Sister Act 2 as well, along with Lauryn Hill. Sister Act 1 and 2 are my favourite films, amazing. The large sister Mary Patrick is my spirit animal from Neil. That's Catherine Najami. Kathy Najami is again, she was in Hocus Pocus at the end of the month.
I'm just thinking of sequels that I prefer. It's Home Alone 2 is superior to the original.
No.
More divinment.
No.
Smarter concoctions. And Macaulay.
And Brenda Fricker is in it as well. As the pigeon lady. Love that film. I have videos of my sister dancing and singing to this. Such a savage movie from Leone. What was it? It's singing to the I Will Follow Him, is it?
Yeah.
That's a great old song.
Go on, give it a blast.
I love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow. Dreadful singing. I mean, you can barely hear her.
It's very much the second string to her bow, you know?
Too deep.
A mountain so high you can
keep me away.
She's a little pitchy there, isn't she? She's a little bit fine pitchy.
Amazing.
That I'm reeling in the ears.
This is like reeling in the ears.
Very reeling in the ears, vibey.
Love it. And could you wish Pat Fahey a very happy 40th birthday? Pat's birthday today.
Everyone's having a birthday.
A day after me on 40th birthday. We hope he's having a great day. Lots of love from Lorraine, Paddy and Sophie. And lots of love to Pat. Many happy returns and happy birthday. All right, let's do films after David Guetta, Becky Hill. Crazy what love can do. This is Today FM. Run me up in diamonds, cover me in gold. Lizzo and Juice, this is Today FM. Let's play the music you love. Hello, friends. Very good afternoon to you. Thursday, looking ahead to the weekend. Will we start, Cullen, with the films in the cinemas, or will we look at streamings first? What do you like?
Well, maybe about the films about to come out there. I just love the title of Don't Worry, Darling, because it lends itself to the Cockney accent, which I won't do.
Don't worry, darling.
Thank you.
Don't worry, darling.
Oh, dear.
And are they Cockney in it?
No, but
he does an American.
Harry Styles is in it. I mean, that's the closest to the Cockney side of things. But no, it's very much an American production.
Yeah.
And then it's an interesting one because it's causing a bit of consternation online. Like, there was obviously all the drama beforehand, behind the scenes with the director, and also in the film Olivia Wilde. She's in the process of divorcing Jason Sudeikis, everyone's favourite fictional soccer coach.
Yeah, and then he's a real person. He's a real person.
He's real.
He's a real person, but he plays a fictional soccer coach.
Did I not say that?
He doesn't actually.
I led to him that he did play this famous role. But Jason's real, and they really are getting divorced.
Yeah.
And she was served these papers when she was at CinemaCon promoting the film. So it's been, you know, wrapped in a nice bow.
That was one of the controversies. The other controversy was, is it the case that Florence Pugh, who plays the love interest opposite Harry Styles. She wanted nothing to do with them, like Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles since.
Correct.
And when she was doing the press and promo at the Venice Film Festival, they were kind of technically sitting together, but not.
They couldn't have been further apart given the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that also was the same instance where Harry went to sit down and may or may not have spat on his co-star, Chris Pine.
He didn't. I've watched it so many times in slow motion. Me and JP, excuse me, I was drinking a bit of water. Me and JP have watched that in slow motion so many times, they definitely didn't spit on him, which is disappointing.
What was Chris Pine's reaction about? He seemed a bit perturbed.
It was a weird reaction.
It was a strange one.
He was just doing a weird move. But with all this drama going on then, is this good for the hype of the film?
Yeah, I think so.
And then is the film itself any good?
It is good. I mean, it's been compared to Stepford Wives. So they live in this utopia, this suburban utopia. It's called Victory. They live and work there. And it's all gorgeous couples, and they're by the poolside, and it's sunny, and they're having a great time on paper. And actually, just for people who haven't seen it yet, who haven't been lucky enough to see it, it's out tomorrow. The trailer is one of the all-time great movie trailers. Whatever about the film, the trailer, if anyone now is listening at home, the next ad break, I would say, turn on the old YouTube.
Why?
And put on the... It's so good. Because at the start, you're like, oh, okay, I know what this is going to be. Okay. And then a minute later, you're like, whoa. I'm going to put down my chamomile tea. This is incredible.
Okay, it's really good. Does it give away everything in the trailer, though?
It hints that there's trouble ahead.
Okay.
And I think, like, how can I not give away? Because I've seen it. I know what happens. How can I not give away what happens? I like the title, put it that way.
Right.
I'll say it again. I like the title.
Right. Don't worry, darling. And is it good?
It's a great idea. The performance of Chris Pine and Florence Pugh, outstanding. Harry Styles is out of his depth, I would say.
Really? Okay.
It's a brilliant idea because I'm so careful of what I say here.
Right.
You get the idea that, let's say, one gender is far happier than the other gender, and you're wondering why. And then all of a sudden you're like, ah. And then three quarters of an hour later, the twist happens.
Okay. Well, you see that coming. As well. Yeah.
It's definitely worth watching.
I am definitely, based on the clips I've heard and the hype in general, I thought this is not going to be my type of film at all. I'm not going to be into this at all. But already you've got me intrigued. I'm
well,
going to
it reminds me of the Nicole Kidman film we saw from years ago that was literally, I think it was called Stepford Wives. And it was
that was a remake of the original Stepford Wives.
It was diabolical. Yes. So if it's better than that, it's already winning.
I think it's better than the reviews have suggested. And I think it's all wrapped up with the off-screen controversy. But Olivia Wilde has already proven that she's a talented director. I don't think she actually needs to be in it. She's in the film and she's kind of the, I suppose, the explainer to the audience. But it, really, the film for me rests on Pugh's performance. She's amazing.
Okay.
She's so good. And
she's fantastic.
Quite good in Dunkirk, but he's not as good in this one. People are saying Stepford Wives. It reminds me of the Hank Scorpio episode of The Simpsons.
All right, yeah.
Where, you know, it's kind of idyllic, but it's kind of untoward.
There's something going on here. Yeah. Pugh is brilliant. She's a White Widow. She's going to have a huge career in the Marvel universe as well. Colin Farrell's got a new film out. This isn't the one that all the buzz is about, though. This is a different film.
Yeah, After Yang.
Yeah. I watched the trailer for this the other day and it does look very good.
It's very scenic. I think if, I would say, you know, right, After Yang kind of fits into the category if you've had a, maybe a big one celebrating your birthday or whatever, and then the next day you're a bit sensitive. I'd like to watch something that's kind of just this massive random example. And you're just kind of, I'm a bit sensitive and I need something cuddly and also something a bit existential. Then After Yang, it's perfect because Colin Farrell, for me, I love Colin Farrell, but he's never better when he's contemplative and self-reflective. He does a great stare out the window.
Uh-huh.
And now I know that sounds, everybody listening sounds like, well, this is not a great idea of what a movie is, but it's actually a great idea of, it's an AI helper at home with Colin Farrell and his family. And the AI helper is a robot, but it's very much a human in all forms.
Looks like a real person. Yeah.
And so he's like the big brother to the young daughter that they have, who absolutely adores the big brother, who's the robot. But it turns out he's a secondhand robot, has to get repaired. And when they bring the robot to the repair shop, that's when they find out that there's a lot more to what they thought this was going to be.
Something going on. Much like with Don't Worry, Darling, there's something afoot here
as
well.
It's the theme of the week.
Right, there's something going on. But Don't Worry, Darling. Because you got to stick with it. In streaming, well, Andor finally came out. They dropped, as they do, as they tend to do,
three episodes
of Andor. This is a Star Wars, it ties in with the Rogue One movie.
Yep.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's getting a lot of buzz for the Star Wars faithful, or the Star Wars geeks.
Stop.
I mean, it's such an incredible, you're gonna come in here called franchise.
You come in here, call them geeks. Next thing, they're blowing up online and on the Twitter and they're texting into us.
No.
They're calling for my lynching out in the front of the Marconi house.
I never said it was derogatory. Geeks are the future. Geeks are the present, actually, really.
Is it every 5 minutes is a new Star Wars TV show. Is
it
any good?
To keep up. No, it is good because I think the big thing about this is, like, I wouldn't be the biggest Star Wars fan, but I have a massive respect for the franchise.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be a Star Wars fan to watch this. It's really, really well done, and it's full of suspense, and it's a prequel to Rogue One. And I guess it's just a very kind of simple plot, actually, in that it's kind of an anti-hero who was a former antagonist and now into the role of protagonist.
Similarly enough with The Mandalorian as well, and you become invested in the character.
Yeah.
And
do
you know, I thought I wasn't going to like The Mandalorian at all. I ended up loving it. It's a fantastic show.
Well, put it this way, there's people out there who are obsessed with Star Wars, and we love and are loving Andor.
Just don't say geeks again. Just don't say geeks again.
Nerds? Can we say nerds?
Dweebs?
I like dweebs.
Can we say
poindexters? Dweebs are really cute.
Can we say goobers?
I didn't do any of this. I'm one of them. I'm one of you guys. Colin, thanks for joining us this week.
No problem at all.
Cheers, brother.
Ray Foley.
Check it out this weekend.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich.
Ruby. The Kaiser Chiefs are today FM. It's Ray Foley in for your Thursday. We play the music you love. How you doing? My good friend JP joins us as well.
I'm right over here.
And we were talking about what's coming out this week. I suppose the big one is Don't Worry, Darling. Olivia Wilde directed Harry Styles and Florence Pugh movie. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100102. Florence Pugh, outstanding. Harry Styles, out of his depth. What's that? And what's that anchor and the shock face? That is it. What is? It's not exactly a shock that Harry Styles is out of his depth.
Possibly.
Harry Styles is a pretty good actor. I've seen him in a couple of bits, and he was in. He was brief. Oh, I'm not ruining it for anyone. He briefly appears in Eternals, the Marvel film, which itself is easily the worst of all of the Marvel films, including the first Thor, horrific, and the second Thor, dreadful, terrible Marvel film.
I've only seen him in the one movie that Colin mentioned there. Was it Dunkirk or 1917? Yeah. I thought
he was good in that too.
It was decent.
Ted Lasso, Olivia Wilde. Ted Lasso is better than Olivia Wilde, out of my pub. And did you know that Olivia Wilde is half Irish, as she spent her summers in Wicklow from Kevin? I did know that. I knew that when she was it the OC she was on years ago? She was on one of those teen dramas years and years ago, and she was blowing up at the time. Do you remember the OC, Phantom
Planet?
I do
Planet? Indeed, yeah.
California.
Marissa was in that.
I think she was in that. That's when that was her first big break. And there was huge hype about this girl who's half Irish and she's amazing. And of course, now she's become a superstar director. You're safe. The Star Wars geeks wouldn't be able to go out in the daylight. They'd burn from Al. Again, Al, I won't have that. I won't have you been disparaging to us, to the geekdom. Because as one of them myself, I feel I need to stand up, represent and defend us geek and nerds. And Ray, can you please say a big hello to Abby and Sarah, stuck in a field at the ploughing. From Sarah. Sarah and Abby. Thoughts and prayers. My own foundation, yeah. I'm on a new vibration. I'm on a new foundation. I'm building my own foundation and I'm
are
on
you?
A new vibration.
Okay.
And you know what? Whatever the setting I have it on, it's really working for me.
Yeah, it's probably not best to have that on during the show. What's the thinking? Does it sort of tighten up your skin or something?
I have it on a new vibration. Yeah. It's on a new vibration.
Shut it off.
Jeez, I feel great after that now, though. Today FM playing the music you love, Beyonce. Break my soul. I've got it on a new vibration. And I'm building a new
on again.
Foundation.
Is it a massage chair or something that you've got? Is that what it is?
I gotta limber up the muscles because I'm doing the Great Pink Run, you see.
That's true, yeah, you're the face of this.
What was that?
What was what?
That noise, what was that?
Well, it was you vibrating all over the place. You've probably broken something now.
Sorry, my laptop was on full sound. Doing the Great Pink Run for Breast Cancer Ireland. A great cause, close to my heart. What's left of my heart. Because my heart is
clogged up.
Under serious pressure now because I'm training every day. Up on a treadmill, running once a week, doing a 5K run. In Dublin, it's in Leopardstown on the 9th of October, the Great Pink Run. Or in Kilkenny, in Castle Park, on Sunday the 16th of October. You can find out more at todayfm.com/Great Pink Run. Because Today FM are the media partners for the Great Pink Run. You don't have to be in either of those locations either, though. You can do the run in your own time, virtually, anywhere you like, anywhere in the country. And like I said, it's for Breast Cancer Ireland. So if you're affected in any way, you know someone's affected, you want to do what you can for Breast Cancer Ireland. That's the whole point of the run. todayfm.com/Great Pink Run. I'm an ambassador. Actually, am I supposed to provide my own Ferrero Rocher? Ambassador, with these Ferrero Rocher, you're really spoiling us.
Arranged in a pyramid shape on a silver platter, please.
That's going to be hard to do 5K holding the...
They'll be all over the show, yep. And it's to the phones we go.
People tripping up on Ferrero Rochers. As I'm doing the run. Oh, there it is.
It's ringing.
A lot of hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Maria?
Is it Maria?
It's Maria.
Hello, Maria. How are we?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you, Ray?
I'm only all right. Where are you, Maria?
In Galway.
I know it. I used to live in Galway when I was a child.
Very good.
In Galway City or County Galway, where are you?
Galway City.
Okay, whereabouts?
Originally from Salt Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is there a plaque up anywhere sort of commemorating Ray's time in Galway City, Maria?
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Is there one?
Yeah, it said nobody famous was here.
Maria! Wow, shots fired!
It's like that plaque when James Joyce wrote Ulysses. And this is like, oh, he was here when he came up with the idea and he was here when he... This is where, I know, Bloom went for the walk or whatever, yeah. It's very similar that like that, yeah, with me. it's less exciting, a lot less exciting, my time in Galway. Jeez, Maria, I was going to give you a Fitbit, but you've been such a bitch now for me to keep myself.
I was going to give you a few steps.
Oh, on the Fitbit?
Yeah.
For me? Oh, in that case, I'll give you a Fitbit. Just for you texted in just in time. We'll give you the Fitbit. And we've got an overnight stay in the fabulous Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin for you as well. Just for listening out for the little pink bit, Vera Smith.
Fabulous. Great.
You're fabulous. What's your story? What are you up to today? What's going on?
Just chilling out now. I was at work and went for a walk, building up the steps, you know.
Okay. And what do you work at? What do you do?
I'm a special needs assistant in a primary school.
Okay, so they finished at what time? About two or 3 o'clock, was it?
Yeah, 2:10 they finished, yeah.
What's your school?
It's St. John the Apostle Lochnacara National School.
Shout out to everyone there then, maybe still on the way home. What's the weather like in Galway? It's horrific in Dublin at the moment.
It was kind of sunny, but it started to rain and now it's dry again. So, okay. Yeah, it's kind of that dirty rain, like Ben said earlier, you know?
Yeah, the old nasty drizzle. What's for the dinner?
chicken, veg, potato.
Okay, just chicken.
You'll have a sauce on that though, won't you, Maria?
Chicken will be very dry and it's on like a gravy or something.
Yeah. It's not really, no.
No, dry chicken.
All right. I won't be around, so I'll leave it.
All right.
Oh, and Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, that's it. Maria ending the conversation with the love the show.
This has been long enough.
All right, Maria, we'll give you the Fitbit and the break and enjoy it. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers, darling. Much love. Maria and Galway, another winner. We've got one more to give away, do we?
We do indeed, yeah.
Come on, so do the pink run with me. The great pink run with me. Well, it'll be the pink run, and fingers crossed it'll be great. We'll see how we do on the day, okay? It's on the 9th of October in in Dublin, and the 16th of October in Kilkenny. todayfm.com/greatpinkrun. Check it out there. This is Today FM. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. Today FM, we play the music you love. Great song.
What's for the dinner? What are you having for your dinner tonight, JP?
I think I'll have maybe a burrito, maybe.
Oh, you don't. You don't. What are you having for your dinner? Go for a run now. Gonna go for a run. Training for the great pink run. Yep. Have some porridge for the dinner.
Cold porridge.
Guys, there's so much you didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Sister Actimel. Sister Actimel. Where yogurt drinks giant Actimel revealed that their latest commercial tie-in, and they're teaming up with the Sister Act movie franchise for their next product launch.
Sure.
We didn't get to do I Will Unfollow Him, where Sister Act legend Whoopi Goldberg lists off the people she's unfollowed on Twitter. And we didn't get to do Mint Aerosmith. Mint Aerosmith. Oh, Aero, like a chocolate bar.
Yeah, the bubbly ones.
Mint Aerosmith, where Aerosmith's lead singer Steven Tyler lists off his favourite Aero flavours. At 3, it's chocolate.
Okay.
Number 2 is caramel.
Acceptable.
And number 1, mint, obviously. Mint Aerosmith. Then we'll get to that tomorrow. We're on from 2. Matt Cooper's next.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely Thursday evening.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Is your car, van or house insurance due for renewal?